First of all, before you start it, as you're thinking about it, you bring in all the stakeholders, in this case, the state representatives and the state senators from that area. And having been in the legislature for 8 years, I know all of these people very well, but on both sides of the aisle. And you bring them in and say, hey, look, we're thinking about this project down in your area. What do you think? Because I'm guessing that they did not talk to the state representatives or senators, perhaps even some of the local mayors around there. And therefore, there wasn't the public knowledge of what was going on. And by the time it got started, it was passed through the council, and I'm sure there were probably notices given to the people that there were hearings and things like that. But we all know how that works. You have to tell people three or four times that there's a hearing. You have to have two or three or four hearings, especially on a project this large. But I think a lot of that can be alleviated by notifying the elected officials in the area that's affected so that they can generate the public response needed to give you the idea of whether you should go forward with this project or not. Again, it's communicating with the people and with the elected officials who can then generate the interest in the public too. So that's how I would have done it differently. I'm not saying they did anything wrong because they probably followed the protocols and procedures. It was voted through the council, but clearly there was a lot of unhappiness and angst about the project as it was going forward. Large meetings were held. Hundreds of people were there. I think the people felt they hadn't been notified. And a project like this, it should be more than just a little notice in the paper. There should have been a lot more of an attempt to let people know what was going on. Years ago, when I was the PTO president at my elementary school where my children were going, Kaiser Elementary in Kirkwood, I always said that I needed to send three messages home for every PTO event that we were having because I was praying that one of them would get home and be read by the parents. So this is the same type of scenario. If you have a large project like this, you need to ensure that the people who are affected the most know about it well in advance, and that would be something I would try to do.